Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen. Our text for this morning is Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, the 15th chapter, beginning with the 12th verse. Now if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty and your faith is also empty. Yes, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we've testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he did not raise up, if in fact the dead do not rise. For if the dead do not rise, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You're still in your sins. Then also those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable. And we pray. These are your words, dear Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Please be seated. A while back, my wife had made a delicious homemade pizza. Obviously, that's a big special occasion around the house. And it had pepperoni and all the toppings. It was a delicious pizza. But the next day, I was getting my lunch ready. I was going to make a sandwich, and I thought to myself, you know, that pizza was really good. I bet there's some pepperoni left in the fridge, and so I thought, you know, I maybe should swoop on that, put it in the sandwich. And I did exactly that. I grabbed the pepperoni, and as soon as I grabbed it, I practically exclaimed, turkey pepperoni? My wife had put turkey pepperoni on the pizza. And she immediately started laughing and said, you hadn't noticed it on the pizza. And I hadn't, yeah. And the thing, too, is if you had asked me prior to this, you know, prior to this dilemma, can you tell the difference between turkey pepperoni and regular pepperoni, I would have both said, yes, I absolutely can tell the difference. And regular pepperoni is vastly superior to turkey pepperoni. And then there I was, the fool, you know, unable to have told the difference between the two. I guess allegedly turkey is healthier or something. But my thought for us here is, you know, with Easter, can you tell the difference with Easter? Does Easter really make a difference? Is it a fact? Is it we can tell the difference between turkey and regular pepperoni, but can we tell the difference between Easter versus no Easter? Our lesson here, Paul says it makes a big difference, that Easter is huge. Says that it says basically that, yeah, if Christ hasn't been raised, our faith is futile, it's empty, but he has been raised. And so today we want to consider, yeah, does Easter really make a difference for us? I know if we're honest with ourselves, I think we would realize that all too often Easter hasn't made a big difference for us. That Easter can come and go, and we maybe get more worked up over candy or half-off candy after Easter than anything else. Because the problem with Easter is that we are not often very aware of our problem of death. We often flow through life acting as if we're never going to die because it can seem so far off. And often we act like our sins aren't a big deal. That, well, yeah, I'm not perfect, but, you know, is God really going to be that upset with me? You know, little thing here or there. So we downplay both sin and we downplay death. And then we make the resurrection, we make Easter a solution for a problem we just don't really believe in. And then Easter becomes pretty lame and boring. Sometimes we also live a mopey life, like God isn't really there for us. And that we don't have a lot to be joyful or thankful about. And it's because often we do put our hope on this life. Often we gauge our happiness by how things are going. How is my day going? How is everything lining up in my life? Are things the way I want? And then when there's a hiccup, then we're instantly throwing a pity party for ourselves. And that's unfortunately the result of hanging our hopes on things of this life that we know just aren't going to line up always. We also make there be no difference between Easter versus non-Easter in the way we live our lives. You know, sometimes We just aren't any more thankful to God due to Easter. Often we don't now live our lives seeking to serve him more or seeking to do what's right or to do as his law tells us. Often we don't care as much as we know we should. And a lot of times our life isn't characterized by more kindness or joy or hope or whatever positive thing. It's not characterized by that anymore than anyone else in the world around us. And in those situations, we realize our sinfulness and that we've allowed there to be virtually no difference between Easter and no Easter. But our lesson makes it very clear. Yes, Easter does make a big difference. Paul makes a very large point about sins and how they're gone through Easter. That when he says, if he hasn't been raised, we're still in our sins, he's saying, if he has been raised, which he has been, our sins are gone. And if our sins are gone, our big problems are solved. Because the sin is what's holding us to the power of death and hell. And if Christ has been raised, the sins that were on him, that were on the cross, are gone. The payment's accepted. And we are right with God through him. And now we look to Jesus, trusting in him, and know that if he died and if he rose again, he has conquered death, he's conquered hell, he's opened up heaven itself to us. And now he's rendered death helpless, because now it is simply the way that God uses to bring his believers home to heaven. And we know if Jesus is risen, we too have a resurrection to look forward to. He will truly raise us up on the last day. And we look to him in faith and know that if he could do all of this work through Jesus, he's going to raise us up and he's going to give us heaven itself. Even the faith to receive these blessings, he's worked in our hearts through the word and sacraments. So yes, Easter has made a big difference for us eternally. But it's also made a big difference for us here and now as well. We don't want to mistake Easter as something only otherworldly. It definitely is something otherworldly in a very good way, but also has a huge impact on the way and how we want to live our lives right now and our joy in this life as well. You see, we don't need to base our lives on things in this world that are ultimately going to be empty and futile, that aren't going to live up to the hype. We don't need to live our lives as though, yeah, I need to get everything just right and be perfect. Because you know what? I know you have problems right now. I know it's not easy being a student. And you know what? It's not easy moving on to some other work or job. There's going to be problems and grief. And if getting those things just perfect, having your ambitions fulfilled is your hope, yeah, that's not going to happen. So with Easter, though, with the joy that God has given us there, it frees us up so we don't have to hang our hopes on so many of these earthly things that are bound to disappoint and be futile. No, we won't have the job be perfect. We won't have our family life always be perfect. We won't have finances be perfect. There are going to be challenges. There are going to be difficulties in life. But you know what? In the midst of those, we can still have joy and hope. In some ways, it's all often sad how young people are told, you know, look forward to, you know, make a difference in the world, right? And even though I don't want to, like, poo-poo making a big difference in the world in a positive way, you know, kind of the reality is are we really going to make a huge difference in the eyes of the world? I mean, maybe, but maybe the world is just going to go right on by. And if that's our hope, that's going to disappoint too. And so what a joy it is that even with the resurrection and the meaning in our lives now, we make a difference in God's eyes in our service. And what he wants to accomplish with that, he can accomplish with it. But in our vocations, we still have joy and peace as we live those things out, regardless of whether the world sees them as a big deal or not. We don't have to focus on, can I make a big difference? Instead, we can focus and take joy in how God has made a difference for you and me eternally. And he's going to make whatever difference he wants to make in this world. And we leave those things in his hands. The ultimate point is that Easter itself and the joy it gives us frees us up in this life as well to live out our lives in service, vocation to others, however God wants to use that. And what's more, we have joy and peace, knowing the eternal things are taken care of, and God is going to help us every step of the way until then. He's going to give us what we need. He's going to give us our contentment too in his many blessings. So yeah, humankind has long debated, you know, is there a difference between mayo and Miracle Whip? Is there a difference between Coke and Pepsi? Can you tell the difference between turkey, pepperoni, or bacon versus regular, some would say real bacon or pepperoni. And, you know, people maybe have an opinion one way or the other. Doesn't really make a big difference. I don't know. But today we've seen it makes a huge difference between Easter versus no Easter. It makes a huge difference for us eternally, because with a real, genuine Easter, we know death has been conquered, heaven has been bestowed on us, and we're confident in that through the faith Christ has worked in our hearts. And we know that Easter also makes a big difference in here and now, because we don't hang our hats on things of this life that are going to let us down. They're not going to give us good feelings. That we're not going to have everything go our way. And when things don't go our way, we're ready for it, because we have truer and deeper comfort and joy in Christ. So if you're unfortunate like me and can't tell the difference, apparently, between turkey pepperoni and regular pepperoni, at least you can tell the difference between Easter and no Easter. And what a joy that is. Amen.